May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 627. Poor sinner, dejected with fear, unbosom thy mind to the Lamb. No wrath on his brow he doth wear, nor will he poor mourners condemn. His arm of omnipotent grace is able and willing to save. A sweet and a permanent peace he'll freely and faithfully give. Hymn 627.
Thank you. Let us read from the Word of God. Continuing in the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 62nd chapter. Isaiah chapter 62, the 62nd chapter. Also reading, friends, a few verses in Luke's Gospel. Isaiah 62. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake will I not rest, I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent, and give him no rest, till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and thy sons and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast laboured. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And they shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Let us turn to Luke's Gospel, friends. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2. Just reading the first 20 verses. Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O Lord, our God, we call upon thee once more. We beg for the help we need, Lord, who is sufficient for these things. We are so insufficient, Lord. Thou knowest how we feel this. Oh, we beg of thee now, Lord, that thou wilt come and favour us here tonight. Oh, we do want to be led into thee, the wonderful things of thy grace, thy salvation, the wonders of redeeming love. We are concerned, Lord, as we come together to pray and beg of thee, thou wilt come to us each individually and bless us. Suit thy blessing to each case, Lord. Do good in thy good pleasure and desire among us, Lord, here. O Lord, may none come in vain. O may it truly be witnessed that this and that one has come up to the house of God with a burden, with a need, with the favour of being in earnest seeking and hoping to find a portion for their soul. O Lord, we do beg it may be so witnessed here this night that this people is a people in expectation, in earnest seeking and need, help. Lord, that thou hast, may it be witnessed, thou hast thy sovereign purpose to bless thy word to thy people, to bless them they might know the favour, Lord, sealed to them of thy love and grace. Thou knowest each case. Thou knowest the burden some carry, weight and burden of guilt. Thou knowest the burden some carry of being troubled at their condition, concerned at their state, turning their eyes within. Maybe it's like one put it, all is dark and vain and wild, filled with unbelief and sin, and oh, what it causes us to feel, Lord, can I deem myself a child? Oh, Lord, thou knowest the cases. Thou knowest what is needed. We beg thee, do bless souls here tonight. Feed them, favour them, Lord. For, oh, we trust as thou hast revealed to us, it is in this way thou art glorified. Oh, it's souls that are blessed and favoured. Oh, Lord, they shall praise thee. We do seek, Lord, to be in praise, honour and glory of our God. Oh, Lord, do so effect within thy people that which so makes them to glorify thee. Oh, we seek, Lord, there might be that favour known of rejoicing in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, so much there is that God's people have to know of solemn grief and burden of guilt. But, oh, that it might be thy purpose tonight to cause poor sinners to look away from themselves to thyself, to see thee by faith, to lay hold of thee by faith, to so know in that way of thy favour, Lord, thy love shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, do so work, we beg, and in this way get to thyself the honour and glory due unto thee. Thou knowest each of thy people's peculiar case. Lord, it is maybe peculiar to them, even to them themselves. But thou dost understand it, Lord. Thou dost understand every one of thy people's case. Oh, how it was in such a way witnessed in those who were in illness and trouble and affliction. When they came to thee, thou didst know their case, know what to do. He knew what he would do. And Lord, how it is so in these wonderful things of thy favour in gospel days. Oh, this gospel day, oh, day of grace. Oh, Lord, we beg this acceptable year of the Lord. Oh, we might so know it and prove it here this night, the acceptable year of the Lord, the time of thy appointed favour to bless, to set souls at gospel liberty. Oh, thou knowest those that are so longing, waiting for this, Lord. Oh, Lord, do set poor burdened sinners free. Oh, it is a blessing, Lord, though it is not felt to be. It is a blessing to be made a burdened soul, a needy soul, a troubled soul, one who has to cry for mercy. What a blessing it is, really. But, oh, these precious souls who know this great need and this burden, the burden of guilt and sin. What they need is a blessed release. They need thee to come and attend to their cases, Lord. Thou knowest we pray, begging according to what we've known by experience. Lord, this is what they need. They need thee to be to them the good physician, to effect a perfect cure for all the malady of sin, for all that is so causing the pain of heart, the guilt, the pain, the grief, Lord, that sin causes thy dear people to know and feel, and the need therein, Lord, is for thee to heal them. Heal us, Emmanuel, here we are, waiting to feel thy touch. Deep wounded souls do thee repair, for Saviour thou art such. For Saviour we are such, and thou art the Saviour, we are the sinners. We're in need, thou art the good physician. So, Lord, do come and attend to cases here this night. Help a poor one in the ministry to separate the precious from the vile, to teach in love and faithfulness. May we truly feel to be under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, that our great theme of preaching, Lord, may be Christ and Him crucified. We preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greek foolishness. But unto you which believe, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. O Lord, we beg, it may be wonderfully witnessed here this night. There are souls here, O thou to bless them, bringing them into true believing, bringing them into the favour to believe to the saving of their soul. O Lord, how wonderfully it is known that a wounded soul and not a whole becomes a true believer. May we have, and for thy glory, for thy praise, dear Lord, have the witness here tonight of thy working in our midst, in our hearts. Lord, do come. So do good here tonight. Oh, we look for thee to bless souls, to build thy church, to cause there to be a blessed increase of praise, honour and glory of our triune God. Lord, do work here at Swavesey. Thou hast worked. Thou hast thy people here. It is thy garden, the garden of thy grace. What we look for and pray for, Lord, is that the spices may flow out. We look to know and feel and sense that blessed perfume of thy grace. Oh, do come, Lord, and blow upon thy garden, that the spices may flow out. Do so come, Lord, to bless. Favour us, Lord. Feel thy presence, thy holy presence, Jesus in the midst. Oh, to know this by the blessed witness of the Spirit testifying of Christ. Thou knowest, Lord, we have a full heart for thee to so bless souls. We bear them, we carry them, we bring them unto thee. We carry the weight and burden of their souls. But Lord, may we wonderfully witness thou hast borne the curse for them. Oh, do give the witness of it in them, Lord. They may rejoice in Christ Jesus. May so witness it, Lord. And truly we will continue to have no confidence in the flesh. But, oh, cut and made tender in our hearts and consciences, and blessed and and wonderfully healed, Lord, with that blessed healing. We seek no other healing but in Jesus' balmy blood. Oh, do bless in these ways. Oh, do favour souls. Oh, thou knowest we plead with thee, we beg of thee. And Lord, thou knowest our heart, we do seek thy honour and glory. So do thy people good, Lord. Do them good for thy name's sake. I beg thee, Lord. And thou knowest, Lord, all things of the pathways of thy people, their afflictions, their trials, their concerns, Lord. Go before them, we believe thou will. Lead them on. Lead us, each of us, in the way everlasting. Oh, we gathered here tonight. Oh, another spot and place in the journey of life. Oh, Lord, we know not what a day may bring forth. Thou knowest the end from the beginning. Oh, do give us that diligence, Lord, as thou didst exhort toward it, Lord, for thy dear people. May we have that diligence to make our calling and election sure, and so to live by faith upon thee, our Lord. Trust in thee. Oh, we do want to be favoured to know thou hast given us the garments of salvation, covered us with the robe of righteousness. Oh, Lord, do grant it, we beg. Oh, we beg, Lord, so grant us that favour to live, showing forth thy praise, living to thy praise, denying self and showing forth thy praise. Help us each, Lord. We pray for afflicted friends, Lord. You know, if we think of one and another, Lord, in affliction, and Lord, thou knowest we bear them before thee, and some dear young souls in affliction. And Lord, oh, we remember us, our friends in prayer, thou knowest. Day by day we prayed for our friends, and pray thee thou would undertake for them, help them, Lord, and grant them grace. And Lord, where affliction is upon them, Lord, oh, do thou bless means for recovery, Lord. Oh, pleasing to see a friend this afternoon who's been in hospital and somewhat wonderfully recovered now. But Lord, also we are mindful to pray for those who have lost loved ones, even of recent days and maybe hours, Lord, thou knowest. Do bless with the comfort of thy love. Oh, Lord, we remember our friends in this way, Lord, in love, bearing them up before thee. Do thou bear them up, Lord. Do thou give grace, give submission to thy will. Oh, Lord, may they be relying on thee, the God of all grace. So support, comfort. Oh, save from loneliness. Oh, where there are widows, be thou their husband. A husband of the widow, the friend of the fatherless and the faint. Oh, Lord, may thy people know thee in all thy wonderful offices, in all thy wonderful mercy and love. Lord, may thy people so know thee and live upon thee and cast their care upon thee. And Lord, as we pray for those we know and love, many up and down across the land, who knoweth they're upon our mind and heart every day to remember. We pray, Lord, for many we do not know. We are aware through those things coming to us in the news of these days, Lord, that oh, there are so many under terrible affliction of awful fearfulness in the situation they're in. Thou knowest every detail, Lord. And now, oh, there are those who so made themselves to appear more and more in the most awful way of wickedness, displaying such awful hatred to mankind. And Lord, thou knowest the things that are so done in the name of religion, Lord. Oh Lord, the terribleness of these things. And this is the day our lot is cast in, Lord. And oh, we especially desire and are led to remember those that are of Christian profession, Lord, who are persecuted, terrorized in their lives, regarding their lives, Lord, and many being suddenly ushered into eternity in the hands of wicked men, and those dear children in these scenes of awfulness, Lord, thou knowest. Oh, we beg thee, Lord, help those who profess thy name to be faithful unto death. Oh, Lord, we know death that puts an end to life for every one of thy people will put an end to sin. And Lord, the other side of the grave is glory for thy people. Oh, here it is, a very swift, sudden messenger, death coming in a moment, but sudden glory to thine own. And oh, Lord, thou knowest. We do pray thou wilt prepare. And canst prepare, we believe, in the 11th hour and the last moments. Lord, thou knowest. But oh, do put down the powers of wickedness and darkness. Oh, we beg according to thy will. Oh, Lord, do prosper those of the nations of the world who feel to be involved in a righteous cause against the gross wickedness and violence of awful men left to themselves under Satan. Oh, may those things of right purpose and, Lord, the endeavours of those who are careful for mankind and the natural love of mankind bless, help, Lord. Oh, give power and help and wisdom. And Lord, we think of those in specialist armed forces, Lord. We know some who are connected with those we know and love in thy name, are involved in such things. Watch over them, keep them, help them, prosper them. They might be instrumental in thy hand of put down the powers of darkness and wickedness, it be thy will. Hear us for all these things, Lord. Oh, help us now, especially here, to rejoice in thee. How wonderful that testimony of the apostle. We are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, having no confidence in the flesh. Give us such a testimony that Paul was led to write to the Philippians. Oh, may we truly have the witness of this in our lives and profession. Oh, all grounded upon what thou hast done in us and for us. Oh, grounded upon that great favour granted, of thy free favour, granted to thy people, an interest in the Saviour's blood, their pardon signed, and peace with God. Do grant this to each one gathered here, if it could please thee, Lord. Do so, give each one the exercise, the longing, the prayerfulness for it, Lord. And so do bless souls, and get to thyself, oh, the honour and glory due unto thee, we beg thee, Lord. Help us in further singing thy praises. And although it has been sweetly felt, there's been much confirmation in the hymns today. Help our dear friend and brother David in the further giving out of the hymns tonight. Oh, we are poor and wretched, weak and wounded. We are and sick and sore. But wonder of wonders, the gospel is such, Jesus ready stands to save us, full of pity, joy with power. Let none doubt, Lord, he is able. Oh, and give that wonderful favour, the favour of it, he is willing. Doubt no more. We seek the seal of the Spirit, Lord. We beg for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 909. Why, drooping saint, dismayed, does sorrow press thee down? Has God refused to give thee aid, or does he seem to frown? Hymn 909.
Thank you.
and I feel led this evening to go to the last two verses of the chapter where we found the text this morning. That is Isaiah chapter 61 and verses 10 and 11. Oh, if we believe, if we know what we've just sung in those lines of the last verse. Well, we're favoured to be in the acceptable year of the Lord, friends. And I believe in that favour. We shall be brought. God will bring us into these things of these last two verses in Isaiah 61. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels, as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. I want to go straight to, friends, the basis of this, the reason for this. The way God's people are brought into this favour. He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. Now let's, as God helps us, we beg for help from our God. Let's consider this, if this is truly so regarding you and me, each of us here tonight who are under God's gracious exercise by the great favour of his love and grace. Oh, can we say, God has clothed, he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. I believe these garments of salvation are begun to be given to God's people as God begins and goes on to work in them. Garments of salvation. It's that which we are so by grace made to show forth of what the Lord has done for us, done in us and for us. The garments, they're natural garments. They are what we clothe ourselves with. And sensibly and carefully and decently, naturally, we are clothed with our natural garments. Now, greatly higher than this, so high, so wonderful, so blessed, that God clothes his people with the garments of salvation. What are they? Well, they are several, I believe. Humility. God makes a person humble. He clothes them in the early days with real concern that will be expressed upon their faces. Sobriety. He sobers his people. He affects them. He makes them concerned. He makes them to be sensibly concerned. And this is shown by a witness of it. In the seriousness and sobriety that God works in them and causes it to be shown, to be witnessed. But oh, oh, wonderfully, goes on to work and makes them concerned and makes them pray and makes them so earnestly express their feelings and their confessions and brings them into repentance and makes them really know and feel their need of Christ. There begins to be shown that they are raised to a hope as the Lord favours them to know what way to look. To look to Jesus, kind of strong pity joined with power. I believe these characters who are so raised to a hope, there's a witness. They are clothed with this, that now they are not in despair. They're not in that absolute hopeless state. He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, so that I am brought to be in hope, and in the favour of it, not now in absolute despair. And it begins to show, friends, it begins to be as a witness that this is a soul that God is teaching. You young people, that God does in you. Some of us older ones can witness. There's been a change of heart. There's been such effect of the work of the Spirit of God in you. You're beginning to be clothed with the garments of salvation. God is dealing with you for salvation, for your salvation. He is working in you to bring you into real need of salvation and really being brought to really feel your need of salvation. It causes a change to be wrought in the deportment, in the behaviour, in the conduct. The child of God is a changed character. He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. These are the lower evidences, but they are, because they're the lower evidences, they're not in any way to be despised. They are to be acknowledged and witnessed, and God's people who are established in the faith will rejoice and be thankful and seek the Lord to lead these characters on and favour them, and so that they will be able to say, He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. Oh, some of you, friends, can you lay hold of this? Though you may be much like we've been singing, especially in the first hymn tonight, you know, you may be one of those characters who are dismayed, but the Lord says, be not dismayed. The Lord, He calls upon thee to look unto Him. Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. Oh, what a garment it is when God so causes a soul to look to Christ. There's the witness of what they need. They look to Jesus, kind of strong, pity joined with power. And it is outwardly seen as they are brought to so be wanting to be where God's people are. Where the Lord pours His presence in the house of God, where they can talk with Him and meet with Him as He's found in the midst of His people, the garments of salvation. The outward witness of the Lord has been working in these precious souls. Oh, you are being given to begin to lay hold by faith with some blessed hope of a precious Christ. He is being made to you, to appear to you the altogether lovely, the chief among 10,000. You can see it in the Song of Solomon. Those daughters of Jerusalem, they looked upon the spouse of Christ and they said, what is thy beloved? More than another beloved, the fairest among women, she was clothed with the garments of salvation, showing forth that she loved her Lord She sought him when he had withdrawn. She was earnestly seeking him and in diligence to go about the city and find him. And she says, I found him whom my soul loveth. And she gives testimony of it to the daughters of Jerusalem. Oh, can you say? There is this evidence in your experience so that you can venture to say, he has clothed me. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. Wonderful thing to be one who's by the grace of God been brought to begin to witness in conduct and in behaviour and in deportment that God is working in you. God has took you in hand. You're one of the children of God. One of the children of the Father. He has clothed me. The reality is that these characters are after Christ. They are seeking him. They are waiting upon him, looking for him. And he is very precious. He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. And the favours of his grace, you see. The favours to be able to humbly testify, I'm not where I once were. The Lord has changed my heart. He has renewed my will. He has worked in me. And what I know, I trust spiritually, I know by the grace of God. He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. But, oh, friends, you want more. You want more. You want the blessing of the Lord. You want the assurance of faith. You want what is stated here further. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. In those things of experience where you could say, well, I know I'm made different to what I was. I know I'm one who has had my heart so affected under the power of God, and I trust I have a new heart. I trust there is part of me that fears God, and I am after holiness, and the exercise of the Spirit within me, there is a witness of my being a changed character. I'm on the stretch for the blessing of the Lord. I want to know my sins forgiven. I want to know my pardon, the pardon of my sins. I want to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord. I want to be able to speak and testify like Thomas did, my Lord and my God. You're after it, you see. Well, here is a wonderful description of what God does for these characters who are being, by grace, so wonderfully taught, drawn by the love of Christ, made to be earnest seekers of his face. Oh, you long for this. You know something of what it is to be clothed with, or clothed with the garments of salvation. Notice clothed. But now it's this. What you want is this. He has covered me. More than being clothed, cover. I believe this, he has covered me. It's everything, friends. It covers everything. The robe of righteousness does. It adorns the naked soul with garments white as snow, God's blessing of imputed righteousness does. But it's for these characters who well know under God's teaching they've got no righteousness of their own. Oh, has God clothed you with the garments of salvation so that you give witness that you have no righteousness of your own. Can you see what I mean? If he's clothed you with the garments of salvation, it's this, I need Jesus Christ. I need to be wholly relying on him. I have no hope in myself. And you show it forth. That's the being clothed with the garments of salvation. You're showing forth by what you know, by God's teaching, that your hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. You will want this. Wonderful, it's testified here. And the soul that is blessed, the soul that is fully, abundantly blessed, can say, he hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. But friends, to be led into this and to know this great favour, we have to be dealt with by God, to be stripped of all our creature righteousness. Now, is this what you and I am witnessing? That God is doing it? I believe we will be showing it forth under God's sovereign dealings. He humbles us. He breaks us down. He makes us to be like we were considering this morning, brokenhearted. We are broken down, we are made brokenhearted, broken down by the law, broken by the law's loud thunder will be broken. But as we touched upon this morning, broken, oh so broken, brokenhearted, under a sense of such sad, solemn guilt of committing sins against the love and blood of Christ. And you know this will be so known to God. He hears your confessions. He hears the groans of his elect. He hates to put them away. He has a purpose to save them, a purpose to bless them. Oh, the teaching of the Spirit is such that his people, God's people, they must be brought to fully know and taste redeeming love. And they will be brought to this, to know this favour in God's time, so that they will be able to fully testify, he has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Oh, friends, can you give witness to this? The reality of what you are experiencing under sovereign grace is that God is stripping you of everything of your creature righteousness. He's stripping you of so much. Wonderful, really. Painful to the flesh, but wonderful, wonderful witness of grace you will be making if you are given to really, truly show it forth. This is how you will be able to say, he's clothed me with the garments of salvation. He is doing in me and affecting me and making me to be absolutely self-renouncing. And in this way, you humbly hope you can acknowledge it. He makes you unto salvation wise. And Jesus Christ and him crucified is all your hope, all your song. He is so precious. You testify it, you show it forth. In your prayers and in your praises, he is more precious far than life and all its comforts are. He's clothed me with the garments of salvation. These garments, they're not actual literal garments. They're what is shown forth, what is as a witness of what God is doing in these characters. He has his love set upon and his sovereign purpose from all eternity to save them by his grace. Oh, he hath covered me. Give you the longing. Give you the earnestness. Give you the longing exercise to know the adorning of your naked soul with garments white as snow. Yes, all that God has in his wonderful, full and great salvation for his people. The wonderful, wonderful salvation Christ has wrought. in shedding his holy blood, making full payment to settle the debt of the child of God. The wonderful way of redemption by price paid. Oh, that you might be able to say and testify that you're redeemed with Jesus' blood redeemed. Oh, what a great favour that is. It's all bound up with this too. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Oh, wonderful this. This is what every soul who God has brought under conviction of sin and brought to seriously know and be burdened and troubled about their standing before God, Almighty God, and how shall I stand in that great day? Oh, you want to be able to say, but how shall I stand in that great day? So what you need is to be blessed in this way, so that you can testify, so that you can show it forth. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Now it's put here, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. And a number of you friends are involved in plant life and growing things, and you know what it is naturally to see these wonderful plants springing forth and to see the increase and the blessing of the Lord in nature, what God will cause to spring forth. And here he uses a figure. The Lord will cause righteousness. The Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. Oh, what we desire, what we pray for, what the godly here pray for, is that God will cause righteousness to spring forth in this garden of God's grace. Oh, that he would so bless souls and cause righteousness to spring forth, righteousness and praise to spring forth. I believe, friends, I believe God is going to do it. I believe he will do it. I pray, believing he will do it. In the causes of truth, he will do it regarding precious souls. He will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth. And here it says, before all nations, it shall be so in the earth, as God is so working in his people, building his church, saving precious souls. The Lord will cause righteousness to spring forth and praise to spring forth before all nations. You know, gathering together as you do here, you are a favoured people. But oh, what you must seek, what you will desire to seek for, is that God's righteousness shall spring forth among you. His praise shall be springing up, ascending to him. Oh, God says he will do it in the church of God. He states he will do it. And this is the witness of souls being blessed. God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth. When he blesses, it must be witness, the effect of it, the wonder and amazement that it causes sinners to feel and show forth. Why me, O blessed God, why me, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? And the Lord causes this wonderful righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, imputed to sinners, so that they are made righteous in Christ, so that God the Father, as stated in Ephesians, accepts his people in his beloved Son, made accepted in the beloved. God cures it. His righteousness to spring forth, and you know, the praises, this will spring forth, righteousness. So the Lord God will cure righteousness. God's people are fully blessed, fully favoured, wonderfully favoured, when they're blessed with pardon, when they know the peace that flows in, and the blessing of pardon, the experience of the pardoning love of Christ, when the holy, precious blood of Christ is applied to their hearts and consciences by faith, when they know that wonderful remedy applied to them and their sin is gone, is blotted out, put away, sin pardoned, and a wonderful blessedness of feeling forgiveness and rejoicing in it, that joyful sound of malefactors doomed to die, and knowing that bliss, the desire for it first and then the experience of it. Oh, may this bliss in me be found, may I redeem in love, espy and know and taste it and be under the blessing of it. And then this favour, righteousness, imputed righteousness of Christ, covered with the robe of righteousness. Oh, do you look, do you long for this? Do you pray for this? Is this what you are after by the grace of God? Is this what you are earnestly seeking for? Is this what some of you have known, what you are favoured with? Are you covered in this way? Are you, can you testify, he hath covered me with the robe of righteousness? Well, if this is so, for as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to flow forth, so the Lord God will cure. This is what he'll do in thee, poor soul. He cures his righteousness to spring forth in praise to him. You must witness it. You must show it forth. God will give you the enabling. God will so bless you and give you the enabling to show forth his righteousness. What he's covered you with. What he's done for you. Where you are blessed, where you are favoured. God will cause his righteousness to spring forth. He'll cause his cause righteousness and praise. You know, the righteous purpose of God in the exercise of sinners are blessed is God's people. Like the psalmist simply puts it, we'll be still praising God, Selah. Thy people shall be still praising thee, Selah. This is what God will cause to spring forth. He'll cause righteousness. His people are blessed, blessed in those ways, pardoned. They know the wonderful love of God, the forgiving love of God, the pardoning grace of God. Who is a God like thee, who pardons sinners, who speaks and blesses souls with pardon full and free? A God, the God of all grace. God's love to sinners, his wonderful love and mercy known and felt, and his people blessed, and he cures it, cures what they experience to spring forth. They can't hold their peace. They can't be silent. It must spring forth. They must show forth his praise. They must speak the honours of their God, his love divinely fair. Oh, they must tell of his love. For as the earth bringeth forth, in the 10th verse here, the wonderful favour can only be known and under God's blessing, as God affords that faith to poor sinners to believe and lay hold of these blessings that are known by faith. But then, as the 11th verse, as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. And he does it in his church. He does it in his hills of Zion. He does it in Zion at large. He causes it to spring this praise. Righteousness. What is this righteousness? The righteousness based upon what the child of God has been blessed to experience and know. Knowing and tasting the redeeming love of God and the favour of being so blessed in the highest blessing, even the highest blessing of all, justification by faith, is to be known, friends, is to be sought for. God grants it, but then for praise of God's great and holy name, God cures it. The Lord will cure righteousness and praise to spring forth. It's righteous. It's God's requirement. It's what God demands of his people, not for merit, not toward their salvation, but they must be brought to bear the fruits of the Spirit who cures righteousness, his rightful praise, his honour and glory. Oh, this is what God must work to so effect and work and bring forth from his people. God will cause it. Now, where do we stand in this? Are we witnesses of this? Are we involved in this by the grace of God? Is God so melting us, humbling us, bringing us to feel the amazing love and grace of God? Amazing grace, dear Newton. He was doing this under God's grace. God was causing righteousness and praise to spring forth. When Newton said, amazing grace, how sweet that sound, saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Oh, as you go on in that theme, God was causing righteousness and praise to spring forth. Now, let's look at this carefully for a few moments. In your life and mine, yes, we are after these great favours. By the grace of God, we need to know and taste redeeming love. And there are some of us who can say, and this has greatly humbled us and brought us into amazement, we can say that God so blessed us that we were brought to know and taste redeeming love. But oh, now, what is our calling, friends? What should be and will be made, we will be made to have in exercise will be the honour and glory of God. He will cause righteousness. He to receive his rightful honour and glory. He will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth from souls that are blessed, from souls that are favoured. Their spirits will ascend by faith where congregations ne'er break up and Sabbaths have no end. You'll be led into what was written for dear Rutherford, glory, glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. And oh, the prospect of it, the hope of it by faith, the favour of this, being prepared for the marriage supper of the Lamb, and the favour to witness it. Oh, that God is so blessing, so favouring you. I want to just touch upon something I felt very wonderful. I think I may have named it to you before, but I was very much touched again in rereading the record, and dear Prissy mentioned it today, of our deacon at Ashwell of many years ago, Mr. Burke Gurney. One of the things that is stated there in that testimony regarding him, I think it was by his brother stated, it says of his brother, Burke Gurney was a happy man. He was a happy man by the grace of God. There's a witness in that, you know. Oh, the happiness arising from the life of God within, when the soul is realizing conquest over hell and sin, heavenly moments now on earth begin. Oh, do you want to be a happy man? One who's able truly to witness, by the grace of God, you are a happy man. Yesterday we were trying to preach upon the things of our need to be in favour and exercise for thanksgiving. And the psalmist says in Psalm 95, he says that he will come before the Lord with thanksgiving. He speaks of joy, having joy. Joy in worship, joy in praise. We'll have songs of joy. You know that joy. That joy is expressed and acknowledged by those that are made happy. The happiness arising from the life of God within, when the soul is realizing conquest over hell and sin. Oh, happiness, thou lovely name. Where's thy seat? Oh, tell me where. You know where it is. You know where to point those who you love in Christ, knowing it by experience. Where's thy seat? Oh, tell me where. Learning, pleasure, wealth and fame. Oh, cry out, it is not here. But, oh, where is it? Thee, in Jesus Christ, object of my first desire, Jesus crucified for me. Oh, to happiness aspire, only to be found in thee. And when we're blessed to know that true, blessed happiness, in believing in Christ, in knowing assurance by faith that he's loved us and given himself for us, then we will be witnesses, O God, who cures righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. You could tell the world, friends. Oh, I can acknowledge a time when I could have told the whole world how much I love the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. I could tell and can tell and would tell more to sinners round what a dear Saviour I have found, and point to his redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. God's going to do it. I'm sure he's going to do it. He's going to cause, and we shall be witnesses of it in the churches yet. God, the Lord God, will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. This is what we must be looking for. God gives the exercise for it, for his people to be looking, waiting upon him for this, and we personally to be the witnesses, to be those favoured, and our friends, God's dear people. Oh, can you say, I love the Lord with mind and heart, his people and his ways? Is it your concern and exercise? Envy and pride and lust be gone, and may all our work be praised. Yes, under God's blessing, what God will do, he'll bless, he'll favour souls, so that his righteousness, God's rightful praise, honour and glory, righteousness and praise shall spring forth before all nations. Oh, may we be watching and waiting for the Lord's appearing. Oh, are we made to be found among those who love God's appearing. Oh, may we have this favour and God have all the glory. Oh, may this be an exercise of our lives to see righteousness and praise spring forth to God's honour and glory. We might live our days out that God's appointed for us to his praise. All our days on earth are lengthened. May we give them, Lord, to thee. What a prayer of love and holy respect and honour to God. While our days on earth are lengthened, may we give them, Lord, to thee. Cheered by hope and daily strengthened, may we run nor weary be. And looking toward that prize, looking toward glory, oh, to have that seal of the Spirit, it will be well. Well, life shall last, and well, when called to die, because we are relying upon the righteousness of Christ. The apostle said, that I may be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, but the righteousness which is of God by faith. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £655, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Pont will preach on Tuesday evening. And God willing, Mr. Tim Parrish will preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday School in the afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. Let us close with hymn 968. Hark, my soul. It is the Lord, 'tis thy Saviour, hear his word. Jesus speaks and speaks to thee. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me? Hymn 968.
Dear Lord, oh, it seems the hymn really sums up more than what a poor preacher can preach. Bless thy word, Lord. Bless thy people. Cause righteousness and praise to spring forth even here, Lord. Oh, in the earth and among all thy people, oh, we would be still praising thee, Lord. Oh, help us. So do bless and get to thyself all the honour and glory due unto thee. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.